For the past several days, we've been reporting on youth violence in Chicago and some ways the city and public schools are tackling the problem. One of the boldest initiatives grew out of a grim statistic. About 300 Chicago teenagers face a greater than 20% chance of getting shot within 2 years. So the school district is spending nearly $20 million to connect the high-risk teens with advocates and mentors. As we conclude our series, NPR's David Shaper reports on a mentoring program that is one of the most ambitious in the country.
Last school year, 245 Chicago public school students were shot, 27 of them fatally. It's a high toll, a tragic toll, mounting year after year. To try to reduce it, Chicago public school officials decided they needed to try to find out who might be next. So they developed a probability model by analyzing the traits of 500 shooting victims over 2 years, noting that the vast majority of them were Black, poor, and male, had chronic absences, bad grades, and serious misconducts. And using this probability model, they identified more than 200 teenagers who have a shockingly good chance of being shot, a greater than 1 in 5 chance within the next 2 years. Project Director Jonathan Moy says the probability model isn't perfect.
But approximately half the victims who've been shot this year were identified using the probability model.
To reduce those awful odds, the school system is now assigning paid advocates and mentors to the teens identified to be most at risk of becoming victims of gun violence. Mentors such as Albert Stinson.
What's good? Hey, what's up, boy? How you feeling, boy?
The 38-year-old Stinson walks through the lunchroom at his alma mater, Marshall High School on Chicago's West Side, greeting boys wearing Marshall's uniforms of maroon polo shirts and khaki pants.
Yeah, that's another one of my mentees right there. Now, I come in and check on them because, like I said, they was a part of that big game fight last year, so I always got to come and see what's going on in the lunchroom sometime when it makes so, you know, my guys ain't in it to no type of squabbles and things like that.
Gangs are a big problem here. Stinson says there are fights almost every day. Most of the 10 boys Stinson mentors at Marshall are gang-affiliated and have criminal records. They're not in that ultra-high-risk category of having a 1 in 5 chance of being shot, but are still seriously at risk for becoming victims of violence. Stinson says he's looking for signs that his boys might be agitated or angry.
And when I go up to them and ask them how they're doing, it's a certain look. Just from being in the neighborhood, you know it. You got a certain look. If somebody looking a certain way, you kind of feel like they're more of an aggressive mode.
Back in the classroom that serves as the mentor's office, the solidly built Stinson says the fact that he's from this neighborhood and graduated from this very school 20 years ago gives him credibility with the teens.
I have the same background. I was there. And that's one thing I use to my advantage because I know what it feels to be affiliated in the court system. But I also know what it feels like to grow. And that's what I'm getting them to look at when they said visionary goal setting, that you can grow from the dirt that's out there.
Stinson says the teenagers he works with often can't see a future. As he puts it, they only see what's across the street, and almost everything they see is negative. The teens we talk to at Marshall say it's often hard to find positive things to do and positive people to be around. And that's especially true of most of the men in their lives. At the time we followed Stinson at Marshall earlier this school year, he was meeting with his boys almost every day at school. Now he focuses on visiting with them after school, at home, going to court with them, and checking in with their probation officers and teachers. He's also trying to help them find part-time jobs. It's the kind of attention 17-year-old Antonio Fox is just warming up to.
You need a person to talk to you before you do something stupid. You need a mentor, somebody on your side or something. Say something. Man, don't do this, don't do that. Sometimes you ain't gonna listen, but you gotta listen, so you won't get in trouble.
Antonio has been in trouble quite a bit. He was kicked out of school for fighting last year and only returned this October. He lives with an aunt after he says his mother, quote, did something stupid, and he is also on probation. He says he has seen plenty of street violence, an uncle's head bashed in by a crowbar, a rival shot and left in a coma. And he admits to provoking many fights himself. But Antonio says he now knows how fist fights can quickly escalate to gun battles. And he says he doesn't want to be a part of it anymore.
I want to live to see everything. My kids grow up, their kids grow up. I want to see everything. I want to see all that. I want to see them graduate, go to college, man. I want to see them be more than who I am.
But just an hour or so later, Antonio is out in the hallway picking a fight. And mentor Albert Stinson runs out to try to calm him down.
Hey, Antonio, hey, it don't even have to be like that.
His anger is raw and explosive, and Stinson has his hands full.
You don't have to, hey, Tony, you don't have to disrespect the brother like that, Tony, because it's not that serious. About $2, Tony, yo.
No punches are thrown, but the shouting continues for more than 10 minutes, and Antonio is still furious.
Ain't nobody from me. I ain't going to try to say you're going to bash somebody.
Stinson eventually calms him down and walks Antonio to class.
You ready, man? Come back down. We're going to take care of that. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Just was a little bit situation. I just had to bring him down, so I'm just making sure he come back to class.
Everything
so,
okay?
Yeah. You gonna be good, man? Yeah, you smiling, yeah, man. Go on to class, man.
As he walks away, Stinson says this of Antonio.
He'll be all right. I trust him.
Later, though, Stinson notes how dangerous Antonio's explosive rage could have been, that if this fight had been on the street, it could have been deadly. Stinson says the boys he's mentoring only seem to know how to react in the worst way.
It's basically like we got to recondition. Because they was never showed certain life skills, and that's the unfortunate part. Because when they haven't, you know, they not showed certain life skills, they reaction is already saying they're just gonna react. You know what I mean? So it's no critical thinking in that because they never been shown how to just sit down and try to think things through because everything's so reactionary. And so it's just you have to put in so much work, and it's a process.
With some of the guys he's mentoring, though, Stinson says he is seeing some signs of progress. He sees them taking more accountability for their actions. And he says he sees that they are more aware of and trying to avoid what Stinson calls the traps facing young black males.
Brother, this young fella got something to tell you.
And at the end of the day, Antonio comes back to mumble an apology.
Oh, hey, got a line with that, man. Because you ain't playing, man. You played me, man.
At Marshall and at other Chicago public high schools where mentors are now working with almost 1,700 teenagers who are most at risk for becoming victims of gun violence, there are other signs of success. The mentor teens are attending school more often and getting into a lot less trouble. School officials say attendance for students with mentors is up almost 10%, and serious behavioral incidents down 34%. And officials say outside of school, significantly fewer students have been shot so far this year than at this point last year. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.